So for MCCA specifically, that could mean more people are staying in abusive relationships. That could mean more people are homeless without supportive services. That could mean that we have to let go of some of the great educational programs that we have to help people with more longer-term solutions for their life.
Have those things transpired?
Well, we are 3 months behind in getting our state funding for Neville House, and that is the largest funding source for Neville House,
which serves domestic violence.
Yes,
that victims.
Yes,
and Neville, survivors.
It's adults and children. It's our emergency domestic violence shelter and our emergency domestic violence hotline that's part of our comprehensive program for crime victims. We also have legal advocacy and the youth advocacy. So right now, the state is 3 months behind in paying us. Now, I have to say that our community is so generous to Neville House that we have not had to take any additional cuts than what we did last year at this time when we had to cut one shift. However, if there would be no DHS funding, that would be very, very traumatic because we would have to cut the youth services, the work we do with parents. You know, I was looking at our scoreboard and 100% of the parents that said they added a safety step for their children to be safer in their safety plans. That's critical for impacting youth and trying to break those intergenerational cycles. So,
how much in dollars is 3 months of payments from the state?
Our total state grant for Neville House is $373,000. Again, we've only received July, August, and September.
Has the state indicated when you might see or if you'll see the rest of the money?
We will see the full grant award. However, we do not have a confirmed timeline in place. We have not used lines of credit, but we have used some of our reserves.
How long is that practice sustainable?
Without state funding, through the end of the fiscal year. However, we don't want to deplete all of our reserves. You know, we try to teach people to have savings themselves. And so, you know, as an organization, we don't want to deplete all of our resources. But we absolutely will need the state grant for our domestic violence program. We have a state grant for Mayor's Manor. It is now current. However, without that funding, there would be more people who are homeless. And, you know,
how many people does Mayor's Manor serve?
We have 26 residents at Mayor's Manor. What is really remarkable is what shelter, safety, and support can do for someone who has been homeless and has a disability. And for example, I'll call him Paul. That is not his real name. But he came to Mayor's Manor about 2 years ago. He had some mental health issues such as anxiety and antisocial behavior. So for the past 2 years, he's stayed pretty much in his studio apartment and hasn't ventured out much except to meet with our staff. So we're really excited to say that Paul has made some remarkable progress. He is talking to the other tenants, and he's even giving them referrals for the organizations that have helped him along the way, and he's becoming one of our resident leaders now, and learning to socialize, and that is remarkable.
Getting more comfortable in that environment.
Yes, because he feels safe and supported. And so, you know, that's the difference. And yes, it costs more, but it's so worth it when you see these amazing changes and transformations in people's lives.
What would happen to Paul if all that goes away?
Paul would need to find another place to live, whether that would be the street. We know from all of the discussions about mental health in our community that, you know, we wouldn't want Paul to have to end up in jail as his place of residence.
That's often the default place if people run into trouble in the street.
I'm not sure if Paul would be able to keep up with his service plan goals that relate to his healthy life changes that he's made on his own in the streets without this support. So,
this is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Deb White, the director of the Mid-Central Community Action Agency. Have you seen increased demand from children and adults involved in domestic violence because of the other service cuts around the state?
Yes. When there is stress in the home, that can exacerbate behaviors and the power and control issues in relationships. So with lack of funding, lack of employment, those certainly do contribute to the possibility of violence in the home. They're not the cause of it. Again, it's about the power and control, but it certainly does add to that. So absolutely, there's the need for orders of protection, for people to have a safe place to go, for pets to have a safe place to go, and of course, the children. And that's the key, is if the state reduces the funding or we don't get the funding, one area that would have to be cut would be the education we do to, you know, law enforcement, clergy, other organizations, churches. But the other area would be our bilingual services and our youth services. And I think that youth are worth investing in.
Last year, you said this. You said that you were beginning to see some of the service providers become clients of human service agencies because of the drop in state funding. Is that still happening?
I do not think that has changed from speaking with my colleagues in the nonprofit world. We are getting more people coming for rental assistance, for employment assistance, for car repair assistance. More people are having those type of needs. With MCCA, we still want to provide that longer journey for people. A couple months ago, we had a widow come to us, and her husband had taken care of all of the finances. She had no idea how to pay a bill or what bills or the checking account, what is the financial health of the family. She had no idea. So we worked with her for 2 months. And now she says we have, quote, opened her eyes. to what she can do, and now she feels like she is making decisions that will impact her family in a positive way. So that's the part that we do not want to miss, that could very well be missed if we don't have the funding for those interactions with our staff. That's important to us, to offer those longer term journeys, whether it's working with someone for a couple months and then they're ready, or whether it's working with someone for a year or 2 years because their goal is home ownership and we're working with them in financial coaching services.
Many agencies are seeing the instability of state funding, and their workers are seeing it as well. And because of the latter, they are not getting quality workers, or they are having to leave vacancies open because nobody will come and work for an employer who is having trouble and is known to be having trouble because the state isn't paying its bills. Are you seeing that?
We were seeing that at last year when we had to do the layoffs and we had to eliminate a shift at Neville House, eliminate a shift at Mayor's Manor, lay off 5 staff. We were able to bring back those positions, and we still have those positions. We did not bring back the shift coverage at Mayor's Manor. We still have 1 shift that's not covered. We are working towards stability for our team, as well as, you know, stability for people who come to see us.
But when you have openings because of natural attrition, are you getting quality applicants to fill those because people worry about whether you're going to be there?
That's a very real concern. We have been very intentional on hiring, and because we, if at all possible, do not want to have to go back and lay off people. The uncertainty is not only our state funding, it's our United Way funding, and it's the federal funding. There's talk at the federal level, will our community service block grants be reduced 50%? There's talk about the Violence Against Women Act and that authorization. So there's uncertainty at the federal level, the state level, and the local level. And that's what makes it very difficult to be strategic and planning.
Deb White is the director of Mid-Central Community Action. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, as always.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.